Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to a very special Entertainment Now on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. I'm your host, Gail Scott-Key, and you can normally catch my show every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, but tonight is a special show. I'm going to be talking to the creators of a new movie, an independent thriller that is going to be coming out. It's called A Place in Hell. It is based on a real-life story, and it is through Cuffling Productions. I will be talking to writer-director David Borbor, Ed Taff, who is the producer and also plays Captain Lynx in the film, also a star-packed event of actors who are led by Lewis Smith, who, as you all know, he was from Bucker Banzai and Django Unchained. He plays Detective John McGinnis. And Nori Victoria, who is also known for Quarantine 2 and the Ricky Smiley Show, she is playing the Nicole Hart in the film, and it is going to be a thriller. I am so excited about this, and I want to also open up the lines for us later on in the show. You can call me at 323-642-1569, and we'll be talking and getting your field of your questions going on, which is going to be exciting. Oh. And the reason this is all exciting for me is because it has been in the makes, and I'm very honored because I also have a role in this movie as a reporter. Check that out. I'm so excited. Now, let me tell you, before I open up the lines and we get to our distinguished guests, I also want to remind you, Faces of Success Radio presents the 2016 Old Celebrity Dinner and Award Reunion. That's going to be Sunday, June 5th, 2016, at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom in Reno, Nevada. Now, I have never been, but I will, because I'm going to be on the red carpet as I have the distinct honor of hosting this event, and I'm going to be joined with guest appearances and performances by my girl Evelyn Champagne King, John John of Truth, who I spoke with a couple of weeks ago, her baby brother Evelyn's, that is, Johnny King, Victor Orlando, you remember him from the Gap Band, and there's going to be special honors with Viola Gay, baby sister of Marvin Gaye, also Khalila Camacho Ali, yes, the former mistress of heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali, who is a wonderful motivational speaker, and you want to get your tickets now because they are going fast, so you want to visit us at facesofsuccessradio.com. Well, as I said, I am very, very excited. We have a special presentation for you tonight, and I am very excited because it's the most talked about and anticipated movie of this year. The reason being, the movie is called A Place in Hell. And get this, this is going to be a private screening this Sunday at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival. You'll want to get your tickets, and the reason how you can do that, rather, is you can purchase them through the link on their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/A Place in Hell, the movie, and also A Place in Hell, the movie, dot, let me give you a little taste of what I'm talking about.
If you have any information on my daughter, my baby, Vanessa, please. In the farming community made popular by Creamy Acres Night of Terror Fright Farm, the terror for one family has become all too real. Reporting live in South Jersey for WMAM, I'm Gail Scott-Key.
Yeah, you're the guy that was chasing down the guy that killed all those women.
Macker's working the case for me. He was sure he had the guy.
We gotta get out of here. Grab everything you can and let's go. Now! Come on, let's go!
You're a cop?
We are going to survive.
What do you believe in?
You know what I believe in? I believe in God. I believe in family. And I believe there's a place in hell for serial killers.
All right, we're back, folks. Sorry about that. We just had a little glitch in there. I just want to get right into it right now, as I have on the line with me director-writer David Borbor, again with lead producer Ed Cuff of Cufflink Productions, who also plays Captain Lynx in the film, Lewis Smith, who plays Detective John McInnes, and Nori Victoria, who plays Nicole Hart. Good evening, all of you. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you all hear me very good?
Perfect.
I am so excited to have you all here. As I said, this is an exciting time for you all because you have the private screening of A Place in Hell that's going to be this Sunday at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival. So congratulations on that. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
I wanted to start
Thank
off.
You very much.
Let's start
it's,
off with...
It's open to the public. It's the Independent Film Festival.
Exactly. And they can go to... Exactly. And they can actually go to the link for you guys on Facebook. Again, that's facebook.com/A Place in Hell, the movie. And that is, of course, the voice of the writer-director, David Borbor. And David, I'll start with you, as you are the writer and director of this thriller film, and it's taken a lot of heart and sweat to bring it to this occasion. Why don't you start us off and talk to us about where the concept of this movie was born?
Well, I've always had a fascination with serial killers, an odd fascination, and I was given the task to come up with an idea for a film in the genre that would not only scare people but tell a really good story. So I began to look in this area, which is Philadelphia, and I found a local serial killer from the late 80s. I started to read his story, and I started to get the idea from that. And that serial killer was Harrison Graham, which has changed in our story to Harrison Graves. Now, the other parts of the story came from different experiences that I had had, and one was being in film school. So there's a group of film students, and the other was the character played by Lewis Smith, and that was a detective who was kind of like on the edge. He had been pretty much, you know, he had felt like his life had gone to the lowest level, and he had to kind of climb out of it. And, you know, I was going through a divorce at the time, so I felt, you know, that character reflected a little bit of me as well and my personal experience. So I just kind of fused that all together, and Ed liked it. So
I was just going to say, so lead producer and Ed Cuff, you also star in the film as Captain Lynx. You both partnered together and took this to another level. And how was the chemistry of bringing this together with both of you on the creation of this film?
David?
Oh, actually, we had been working together in the beginning, even while I was writing it and we were talking it and I was shooting different things along the way to him. And then at that point, you know, we had decided that Lewis and Nori would be best for the movie. And, you know, we reached out to them. They liked the characters in the film. And they came on board and they traveled all the way across the country to be in our film, you know, in not the best weather conditions, I can say.
No.
So I have to thank them again.
Yes, we are definitely going to be talking to them.
Dedication to this film, you know, all the way from the
welcome.
Beginning.
Well, I'm still in therapy from the movie.
No, I know. This is just very exciting. And I know I wanted to get Ed Cuff in here as well, who's also an actor. And again, he's the lead producer of the film. He is also the owner of Cufflink Productions that is bringing this film to the screens. And Ed, give us a little bit of feedback on your role on this and just to finally see it on the screen. What is that going to be feeling like for you?
Well, thanks, Gail. You know what? First, I wanted to just say one thing. I don't know if your audience knows how sick you were all week and how much you put in to make this show happen tonight. And we wanted to thank you and say you are some hell of a really.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm on the mend, and I wanted to make sure I had this working for you all because I've had the pleasure of interviewing you last year, and being part of this whole production has been amazing. So it is a true honor. Thank you so, so much. Now I'm really going to be scared because this Sunday I'm going to be sitting there, and I'm going to hold all of your hands. I'm going to be a big baby. Is that okay?
Sit next to David. He'll take care of you.
That's
well, great. To comment on that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand how involved filmmaking is. And when it starts the way David and I started in a meeting, talked about story, and David was off writing. Then it's all development. Once Nori and Lewis came on, we knew we were on the right path. Then, of course, you got to fund it. And then, of course, finishing development, pre-production. And, of course, you know the story about the 16 inches of snow on our first day, you know. You know, remember, Gail, when you were shooting your scenes, it was pretty nice those days. You weren't there at the beginning. But I'll tell you.
I lucked out.
You know, and the other thing that David, you know, David and I had talked earlier today, and it was about the casting, the excellent job that David had done. And if you know the characters and the people that played those characters, we hit the mark every time. David was unbelievable in the casting process. We got the people. And, of course, along the way, and, you know, David was editor of the film. So David put, 9 months in, David, of editing? And
yeah, actually, the post-production process took closer to a year in totality,
right,
of going back and forth even after the rough edit. And Luftar von Rama was the other editor with me on the film, and he had started out as an assistant editor, and he was so enthusiastic and contributed so much to the film creatively in the editing department that I went back to Ed and Mike Rutan. And Mike Rutan's the executive producer of the film from Cufflink as well, and went back and said, hey, listen, you know, I really think Rama should be an editor with me, like a full-blown editor, you know, because he put so much into that process. But then in addition to that, you know, after that we had Michael Ganzi as the sound designer, and he, you know, he really helped bring the sound design and, you know, the composer, Mark Orton and Randy Sharon. You know, it was, once the film was rough cut and then fine cut, it was brought, you know, for all the finishings. And then we had to do all the visual effects. And then we had a great Leon Sanguinetti of O.B. Ray, visual effects, did our post-visual effects. And then once all those pieces were brought together, we had our colorist, you know, work on the film with us. And, you know, it was all that finishing, you know, that we put into the film, I think, that really brings a technical level to, you know, I'm very proud of the technical level of the film.
Absolutely.
From that perspective.
As you should be. And at that point, getting the lead stars of this film, as you said, I know that we have joining us as well on the line, Nori Victoria, who plays Nicole Hart, and she is also best known for Quarantine 2. Yes, how are you?
Amazing, exhausted, but it's a great exhaustion.
I know.
Right now from set.
yes, of American Crime Story.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you. I know.
Over the past 2 years, I've been attracting these dark stories, and I love it. I don't know. I'm twisted like David a little bit. You know?
Well, let me tell you.
We have a good dark chemistry going here. Yeah.
Yes,
definitely,
you do. You
definitely
really do.
And also, you know, I have to say also that, as far as what Ed was talking about earlier about the casting, yeah, we brought Lewis and Nori were our lead stars for the film. Like, they were the ones that would anchor the film. But then the casting process beyond the leads was, you know, because there were a lot of secondary characters that helped fill out the story. And then we did, you know, intensive casting sessions with like multiple callbacks. So, you know, we went through the process of getting the best people, you know, from New York, Philadelphia, and the tri-state area, in addition to the West Coast, you know, leads that we had that would be, you know, the cornerstone of the casting process, you know, and really trying to find the people that fit the characters,
and
you know, that actually had already that character within them. You know, so we were going with type and not against type because, you know, we weren't looking for Daniel Day-Lewis's. You know, we were trying to find people who already had a lot of the character in them. So it made, try to make it more believable.
And speaking of the characters, we do also want to bring into the conversation who has been waiting and plays Detective John McGinnis is Lewis Smith. Lewis, how are you?
I'm good. This phone interviews with everybody's a bit awkward. It's kind of like having sex in a dark phone booth.
Now, listen, you.
Archer with you, Gail.
Oh my goodness. You know, so it is so funny because when I interviewed him, I also wanted to make sure I gave props because I know you're founder of the Actors Academy in Santa Monica. And as I said, you have come from Buckaroo Banzai and Django Unchained. And how you came onto the set too, you like to give nice little slaps from what I understand. Just to make sure everybody's, you know, awake. Or, is that true from what I understand? Yeah, a little abuse to the scene.
It became sort of a running thing that stayed in the movie. I like to watch scenes and not rehearse them. And then when they shoot it, it's the first time you get slapped.
Now listen.
You know, pretty reactions out of people, I think.
But so, Lewis takes a risk in getting slapped back.
Yes.
I was just going to say. You know, I mean, when I heard
it's
the
fun
private
to keep everybody
invite,
on their toes.
You know, you're knocking them off their toes.
People started to wear face guards and spit guards when they worked with me.
I had a mouth guard.
Oh my goodness! So besides
Lewis
the fact,
the acting coach and really helped with the younger kids as well as Nori mentored her counterpart in the film. So the mentorship on this film was pretty astounding.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was mentoring from the top down, and that really created an environment of learning and creativity.
It's amazing, and I want to also say, in case for you listeners, if you just tuned in, welcome. You're listening to Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key on Facebook Success Radio, 101 FM, and I am joined by director-writer David Borbor, lead producer, Ed Cuff of Cuffling Productions, who created the anticipated film A Place in Hell. And we also have the pleasure of joining us both the lead stars of the film, Nori Victoria, who plays Nicole Hart, and Lewis Smith as Detective John McGinnis. Now, I did promise I will open up the phone lines in just a little bit so we can take your questions for my distinguished panel. That number is 323-642-1569. And we have been talking about the creativity of A Place in Hell, which is based on a true story. And as we are getting into more depth, I know I'm going to turn it over. I know, Nori, again, I know you've been on the set of American Crime Story. Congratulations. And you're with John Travolta and Cuba Gooding Jr. Nathan Lane, girl, come on.
Yes.
My goodness. But you had taken in this role, you play Nicole Hart, and you're a film student. And from what I understand, your college roommates, you're part of a group film, and you decide to venture out to a fright farm to complete the senior thesis project. Now, what was this like for you getting into this role and knowing that it's inspired by, you know, a true story of a serial killer? What was that like for you?
You know, I really have been attracted to, as an actor and as a human, all ranges of humanity, not just the bright and sunny side, but the dark side too. Just how people work and what people do when they're thrown in positions of fight or flight. And it's intriguing to me, not the mid road of it, but the extreme of it. And when David came to me with this character, I looked at it and I said, it's a different spin on a woman in a horror movie, because what do you typically see happening to women in horror movies is, well, of course, everybody gets killed in a horror movie. And that's what happens, but he came with such a unique spin on a woman that leads by strength and resolve, and not only does she have to overcome what's happening at the moment, there are some past issues to deal with and overcome and fight through it. And I could identify with that. I can identify with that in my career, because everyone knows this is a business where you have to fight with your back against the wall and just scrap through it and stick through the challenging times. But also in life, growing up in Baltimore, and just being able to explore the parts of humanity, the glimpses of humanity that get magnified through a movie script that you already have in you, it was really, really fun. David and I met on the set of Quarantine 2, where I was fighting. And so it was natural that we should join back together with our creative visions of what a woman does to survive on this project. And what I loved is that it was a very collaborative process. A lot of times you get a script and it is what it is. You say the words and you breathe life into what is there. But David sometimes reverse engineered this process and would look at us and to us for the words, for the actions and motivations behind certain scenes. And I really appreciate that. It's different when you get to put your foot into the stew from the beginning instead of giving the prepackaged ingredients already. So yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I think we've got a listener who is on the line. Let me just check. Good evening and welcome to Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Kahn, Faces of Success, Radio 101 FM. And I wanted to open up the call lines again for listeners who have questions for my distinguished panel. 323-642-1569. Good evening. Who is this joining us?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
This is Gigi.
Gigi, how are you, my dear?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and I thank you for tuning in.
Hi, Gigi.
You're getting the love. You have a question for my guest tonight, my dear?
Yes. I'd like to ask, have any of you, have any of you did some research on psycho women that kill?
David?
Have any of, mm-hmm.
On psycho women that kill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Psycho women killers.
You know what's funny? There's a show. I watch Discovery ID all day, every day. I mean, if you are fascinated with the darker side of life, that's the channel to go to. And they have a show called Wives with Knives and Women Who Kill. And it's really interesting that the motivation behind most women killing is another woman encroaching on her territory.
Mm-hmm.
Every single episode has been either about that or about resources, of course, money. And it's interesting. The one case that I saw that a woman was not motivated by that, she had a son. And I don't know if you guys ever recall hearing about the barnyard, the chicken coop murders.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy had a son who adored him and would help him murder his victims by axe. And I just thought that was absolutely fascinating that was the motivation, a mother's love to help her son murder because she loved her child so much. Aren't we sick? We
herself. DJ, I hope that answered the question for you, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to be... DJ, thank you so, so much for your question. Unless, did
thank
you have
you,
another one on the line for us? Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, DJ.
You are, I want to say you guys are very brave to do that movie.
You don't know the half of it.
Brave.
Actually, it was filmed on the
floor. I've seen some previews of the clip, but he is sick.
Well, you know something, it's amazing. You know, you have to go into the different realms of the movie. And again, for those of you who are listening and joining us, I do want to welcome you because you are listening to Entertainment Now on Facebook Success Radio with Gail Scott Key, which is myself on 101 FM. And I am joined by director, writer David Borbor, along with lead producer Ed Cuff of Cufflink Productions, who created the anticipated film that we're talking about tonight, A Place in Hell. It has the lead stars, Lewis Smith and Nori Victoria, who are also on the line with us. And also, it is going to be premiering at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival this Sunday. And keep in mind, folks, you want to get your tickets, you can purchase them on their link on Facebook, facebook.com/ A Place in Hell, the movie, and A Place in Hell, the movie.com. Let's talk about distribution, folks. Because I do know, reading on this, it's going to be distributed worldwide with Industry Works Pictures, the company behind American Yeri Records, and others. And it looks like the film's U.S. release should be announced soon and anticipated for early 2016. David, is that what you were looking at for time frame?
Right now, that's what they're telling us, but that is always subject to change, but that's what they're looking at. And also, we have Anchor Bay is also distributing Canada.
Yes. Yes.
Canadian DVD and on demand and now online digital.
You know, it's interesting. As I said, I've been blessed, and I can't thank you, David, and especially for you know, wanting to bring me into this realm as well, because, you know, I wanted to join this. When I'm listening to Nori and she's talking about with you know, the women who are in this film and all the background and stuff, it's really amazing to see how you all work. And I wasn't there when you, Nori, or Lewis were shooting your parts. But, Lewis, you were giving a lot of advice and also playing a major role in this. So how are you able to balance both parts and come out on top?
Well, I don't know that I have yet. So, I guess it'd be too tough with the
idea I'd
see the movie.
I'm very confident in you.
This whole thing is for the audience. So before you show up to work when you're doing a lead character, you have to know your theme to the audience. And my theme, my character was about redemption. And every character in life needs redemption at some point in their life. Doesn't matter if you're old or in high school or college. So that was clear to me. It was all about redemption. So I was pretty free when I showed up on the set to help others, because I was so clear about what my objective was. So it's all about preparation when you get ready to show up on movies like this. And if you do your work, if you do your job, do your preparation, you can have a little fun, slap people around.
I'm so afraid. Should I be afraid? Because if I go there in Philadelphia with you guys, are you going to slap me? Because I may wear shoes to be distinguishedly gorgeous, but let me tell you, I'll drop
you. I think you're kind of wondering what it feels like.
I agree. She's asking for Lewis.
You know, I just got out of the hospital.
It's not obtrusive. You know, it's more of a hello.
Oh, is it? Really? Okay. Okay. You know what?
Yes.
That's okay. Well, I have an element of surprise, too, because you know what? My headlock is my communication of saying hello, so I'm down with it.
I'm down, you know.
It's about surprise. You got
it. It is true.
So
Lewis,
amazing.
That's all about surprise with the other actor he's working with. And Lewis surprised me at least 12 times. So,
We got a lot of surprises on this production, from the weather to the conditions to, I mean, literally we all had to fight through something unexpected. And that whole element of that almost became a character in itself, from the blizzards to the snowstorms to the frozen pipes in the trailers and the water stopped working to sickness and illness and, you know, the cameras freezing up. And we just had to fight through that. And I just have to say the resolve of the cast and crew and the technical wherewithal of everyone, the resilience that came through, it's an incredible project. It's absolutely part and parcel and indicative of people that do survive trauma. Whether it is a serial killer surviving or a film that almost killed you surviving.
Or Lewis.
Lewis is on a list on an online item.
To a little bit what Nori said earlier about giving freedom to the actors, you know, it was very challenging to, you know, have actors that were so talented in so many ways and could offer so much, you know, to every scene, you know, to be able to kind of keep the story like where I kind of wanted to keep it, but then to incorporate their work into it and then to try to be like flexible enough, but still firm enough to be able to get the personalities of everyone in there. It was a challenge through the editing process to maintain that tonality. And, you know, but I think the film is that much better for it.
I think one of the things people are going to be surprised with as far as tone, really hope the locals come out and check it or afterward, is the horror movies, the comedy that ended up in this genre was very unique, to have a horror movie that's so committed to the genre and yet has humor through it is really rare.
Exactly.
And, that speaks to a lot of these guys, you know, keeping it together and even to the post. I mean, the post, you got to give these guys a real hand, Miguel, the Cufflink Productions, and David's work with the sound to follow through in post. Yeah. Most of these movies fall apart in post. Completely, because they don't spend the money, they don't go out and get the good people, and they completely fall apart. And this movie, it won't make it without post, these type of movies. So you got to give all these guys credit for following through with this. Thank you, David
Lewis.
And Ed.
Thanks.
I really do, because when I went to film the part, not only was I blown away at everybody's passion to help bring this to light, but when I was able to see the trailer, which I've also posted on my Facebook, I'm telling you all right now, all of you listening, this movie is going to be the it Halloween thriller movie. I'm telling you right now, it's impactful, and just as you said, Lewis, Nori, and David, and Ed, you know, the different threads that it brings. But here's an interesting part. And whomever wants to come at this question, that answer this question, where it is based and inspired, you know, on a true story of a serial killer and the locations and such, the hard thing that I would think also is, I think, the appreciation of the families, because when they see this, you know, has anybody ever thought about how it's going to inflect, you know, because we see a lot of these, but there's a unique thing about A Place in Hell. The story is unique. And how do you think that would compel not just the audience, but perhaps people who actually lived through that can associate through it? Would it be a healing process, would you say?
Well, I think what's interesting in the movie is the collateral damage. The movie is not about the killers, which makes the movie unique. It's about the collateral damage around the killers. Okay. That's really, I think, where these guys from the beginning honed in on making a movie that was really different, because they usually, it's all about the killer, where this is the collateral damage around it, which makes it very unique.
That's right.
This is amazing. And as I said,
I think that seeing the amount of force and fight that went into combating this force of evil is a source of inspiration to be able to see, because a lot of times the families, they don't know the strength of what happened during the unfortunate, you know, act of losing their loved ones. And through doing a movie like this, you get to highlight the fight back, the strength, when the killer does something, what we have to do to come right back, and be able to see that part of it and not just the end result of death and mayhem. I think that's a source of inspiration, honestly.
Yeah, it's really a story about...
As dark as it may be.
Yeah, it really is a story about what people are capable of when they're faced with these extreme moments of evil. We're capable of so much, and that's really where David, through his creation, really did a great job in keeping the movie focused on what people are capable of in evil.
Yeah.
So, which is Nori's favorite shows, the ID channel. That's usually what all those shows are about.
Yep,
exactly. And
Nori
exactly.
Must be a fun date, huh? Hey, you want to watch a movie about wives or knives?
I didn't want to see anything. I'm like, okay.
And I'll come after.
She must be thrilling.
She's got the beauty, and she's got the she'll jack you up. My goodness.
I love strength. I love the underdog, and I love the underdog rising to the top. And I think I'm attracted to these stories because I like to see people win at the end. I like to see, and sometimes, depending on the motivation, it's not always the good guy. You know, that's the underdog.
Right.
I just like to see people win and be able to have a glimpse into the psyche of people and see what makes them fight. And fortunately, I've been able to. Earlier this summer, I shot a film called Scales, and where I played a warrior mermaid protecting a child. And even in fantasy, in reality, and I'm attracted to themes of you gotta make it through, you have to fight, and I don't think I'll ever stop loving that genre, whether it's in horror or reality, documentary, because I enjoy documentaries very much as well.
Yeah.
But for David and Ed and Lewis and all of us to be able to come together and create this hodgepodge of characters that are fighting their various personal demons, and this one central demon was just too good to pass up. We had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it, right, guys?
Damn right.
Awesome. I cannot wait to see this. And, of course, you know, sharing about the proudest moments while working on A Place in Hell, and, of course, the obstacles that were shared. Just interested because, you know, once you finally see the final production on the screen, you know, David, Ed, for yourselves, is there anything that you would change in hindsight, or you know, would you sit back and be like, you know what, this is a darn good film, and people are going to be like inspired, they're going to be really moved by all of the attention and so forth in this. Is that what you guys are going to be thinking?
For me, I would have slapped Lewis a lot more. But other than that, no, I wouldn't change a thing.
He would have changed my casting.
Hey, David, that's a good question for you.
I think the process of making a film involves a certain giving of yourself, giving of your soul, and everything that you go through when you make it, it kind of is impacted in the film. You know what I mean? It just kind of is there. And what you walk away with is kind of like, you know, everything you went through and the processes of doing it. But really, we make films for the audience, as Lewis said before, because, you know, the reason why I make films is because when I was a little kid and even up through film school, the one place that I would walk into that to me was like, you know, like a magical, spiritual place where I learned so many values and I learned so much about the world that I didn't know.
Yeah.
All these worlds that I didn't know was that. So at the end of the day, the only thing I ever thought about really was the audience. It always came back to what did they think? you know what I mean? Or how is this going to make them feel this moment? So whatever we went through personally really doesn't matter. What matters is how they feel when it's all over.
I think we're going to find out how someone will feel, because we do have a listener, I believe, on the line joining us for Edutainment Now on Faces at Success Radio 101 FM. Hi, good evening. Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling into the show. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. My name is Terry. I'm calling from Owens Mills, Maryland.
Hello.
And I have a question. Hello.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, Mom.
When you said Maryland,
Mom.
I knew this something was up.
Yes. Yes, I'm Nori's mom, and I was just listening to... Yeah, and I was just listening to her talk about the movie, and just the other night I saw her in Quarantine 2, and I was just wondering, like, after shooting these scenes, these thrillers and everything, does, you know, she have, not nightmares, but, you know, I remember when she was a little girl and we watched Poltergeist. And I'm telling on you now, Nori. And everybody, she woke up, she was like, you know, everything was like coming at her. And I was like, oh, she shouldn't have watched that movie. So I'm wondering, you know, I'm thinking about this movie, A Place in Hell and everything. And like just filming it. And then, like, you know, at night, do you have any kind of nightmares or fears or anything like you did when you was a little girl?
How much?
So
basically, it sounds like your mom doesn't want to say that she's put that
No, I have always. I don't like clowns. I have never liked clowns because I saw what was it? Was it Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
That dressed
up like
that?
No. Right.
This location was strewn with just evil, murderous looking, you know, clowns, and it wasn't so much after leaving the set, the nightmares, it was really shutting down, changing location, getting back into the car. Like, I just always felt that when we were packing up or when we were walking to another location on that Bright Farm, that this is where it goes down. This is where we really die.
Yeah.
And every noise, every click off into the woods, every light that doesn't belong shining in certain directions, you just think, what was that? But I'm so filled with these images now that they're just, and what I've learned in my creative work is to not judge, to justify everything. So when I started looking at images, like, this is all art. It could be horrible to one person, but fascinating to another person who becomes a serial killer so they can see this. I just look at it as art, and it's not so traumatizing as it was when I was, looking at
exactly. Well, I mean, that really speaks to the production value of the movie. The sets were terrifying. I mean, they really were. The sets were damn freaky.
I can't wait to see it.
I mean, you needed therapy just to handle the damn sets.
Nori's mom, who is so wonderful.
Absolutely freaky. Now, there was one thing, Nori would never sleep on the same floor as I did in the hotel.
Because I love you. So here's the thing.
Her mom is on the phone.
Let's step outside of A Place in Hell and talk about acting.
Okay? You know, it is such an honor to have your mom on the line, and I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Your daughter,
you know,
who is...
Everybody likes to hang out and have a good time, and I didn't hang out with them afterwards and go drinking because I just... For that particular character, I just wanted there to remain a snow globe of issues that didn't meld into the others, you know, so that I could come to set and remain focused and deal with that. And, I mean, you know, socially it's fine, but also, again, like I said, New Orleans Lewis is so... He's very, very nosy. He has crap ton of quirks. questions about things that are none of his business.
I was going to ask your mom who was listening in.
Like, anyone know what room number it was?
I'm trying.
I'm here.
That's a true story. Yeah, now
we have Nori and Nori's mom. Louis, you're just going to open up a can of whoop-whoop because now you got Nori's mom on the line, and she is here, and this is going to be a new thriller.
Yeah.
What an honor to have you on the line, and it must be such an honor to see your daughter in such an amazing production and all the work that she's done. How does it feel to know that your daughter's a little twisted? No.
Well, she's just always been special, and she's always had that gift, and I'm just so proud of her. And, I just see her in the different roles that she plays, and she becomes that person, and she becomes that character, and it's just so amazing, and I'm just so very proud of not just the actor that she's become in her craft, but, you know, the woman that she is. Yes.
We want to thank you for having her and coming on the show. I'm excited to have them on here. And
she didn't know I was coming.
I think
she was surprised.
See, now it's all out. Whatever you didn't want Mom to know, Nori.
now Louis will get slapped by Nori's mom.
Thank you so, so much for calling. And I can't wait to see this film, and I can't wait to see Nori and Louis and the whole cast and David and you all are amazing, honestly. I mean, you get a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be with people, and I've had the pleasure of watching them and you know, just being blessed in the position of doing this interview. So I really, really am proud of all of them and excited, and I'm sure you are just high to the moon, and I'm sure you're going to be there in Philadelphia with all of them watching the film as well and the project screening, or actually open to the public. Are you going to be there as well?
I'm going to try to make it. Yes, I am going to try to make it.
And if you do, you're going to be slapping Louis, because you know he's trying to be smacked now.
I'm going to have people walking up to me and all watch the lights out just slapping me at restaurants.
Awesome.
It was such one part in the movie that I'm not going to tell you what he does, but he just does something very interesting in a car.
Oh,
I think there's going to be a lot of copycats on that particular.
I can't wait to see
the movie or get it when it gets released in order to really see this little pearl.
Yeah, I did it, and I didn't tell anybody, Gail. I'm not going to get into it in too much detail, but I paid for it dearly. I almost blew my head off.
Oh my God!
David cut. What the hell was that, Louis? I said that was creativity, David.
She's still gonna mom this and back up. She's
gonna go back and look at the video and see what I did.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate
it. And I think it's going to be something that
you're welcome. Thank you.
Unfortunately.
Well, if you want to stand by, I can put you in a special room so that you can talk to all of these characters after, because I have a feeling Nori's going to need backup. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Thank you so much for calling, and we really appreciate it. We're very proud, and we're all going to be looking forward to it. And for all of you at home who are still listening in, you are listening to Entertainment Now on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, and I am talking to, again, the director and writer, David Borbor, and lead producer, Ed Cuff of Cufflinks Productions. We're talking about A Place in Hell. The movie is going to be screening at, again, this Sunday at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival. You want to get your tickets, again, folks, at facebook.com/ A Place in Hell the Movie and aplaceinhellthemovie.com. And we have a little bit more time for taking a few more of your questions out there. The number, again, is 323-642-1566. 9. And as we do, we have about 10 minutes left on this. I just wanted to get, I know with A Place in Hell, which is big, and I can't wait. I think you all should honestly give yourself a pat on the back because, you know, it's the front crew. It takes a lot to put a movie together. But I also wanted to hear what are some future endeavors that are going to be going on with the actors as well as with the directors and producers. And we'll kick it off with you, Nori. I know, again, we talked about you're on the set of The American Crime Story, starring again with John Travolta, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Nathan Lane. Can you give a little bit about what that is going to be and when we can see that as well?
Yes, well, it's an FX one-hour drama. It's directed by Ryan Murphy and Anthony Hemingway. If you're familiar with Ryan Murphy, he does American Horror Story as well, so you know you can expect something cutting edge. We are focusing the entire season on the People versus O.J. Simpson, and from a perspective that the public has never seen before. And even being on this project, I've learned some things where I was just blown away, like, whoa, that really happened behind the scenes. So I think everyone should tune into that. That'll be airing in February of 2016. Also in February, we'll be releasing in theaters a Nicholas Sparks movie, The Choice. He wrote and created The Notebook, Dear John, A Walk to Remember. He's a very renowned novelist, and we did the film adaptation of his book, The Choice, and that will be coming out February 5th, 2016. And also Scales, the movie I talked about earlier, The Mermaid Tale, that'll be out as well late spring, early summer 2016. So it's been a really busy summer. I've been very fortunate, and I feel so grateful to be able to explore all those projects. So just keep an eye out for those things.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome. So proud of you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
and Mr.
God,
Lewis Smith.
This is a local story. This is such a great local story. Is I wanted all the local people to be aware of, because of this movie, the production companies that have been formed there in your area, the Cuffling Productions, and also David's company, Frame Level Films. These guys have formed production companies, and all the local people should get in touch with these guys if they want to make movies or have ever had any intentions, because that's a pretty cool local story for you guys to have these production companies that come out of this movie and go forward.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, congratulations,
you're
guys.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do you have anything new, Mr. Lewis, that we can keep track out on you as well?
No, I'm still in therapy from the movie. They won't release me yet. I'm from an institution at Cedars-Sinai, actually, right now.
I'm still in going character, actually.
Thank
Ed has some, Ed and David have some upcoming stuff, though. So that's kind of cool for them.
Lewis's camp keeps submitting a bill to me for his therapy. David, you want to go?
You guys talk about your companies. It's pretty cool.
Okay, I have a company called Frame Level Films. My partner is Craig Ahrens, and we're making different films in all genres, and we have a number of films in development, drama, supernatural thriller that we're working on. I can't really go into too much detail on these films because the people that we're working on them with, we have, signed confidentiality agreements.
Of course.
But
yeah,
as soon as we're ready, we will definitely be releasing information.
Great. Very, very exciting.
I know Ed has a lot of sick movies coming up.
Thank you, Lewis. Coupling Productions has two projects one is in later development than the other. It's a script I wrote about 10 years ago called "Say Your Prayers," and I've already attached Lewis to it, of course. We are talking to very high level actors, and of course, people from, interesting enough, people from A Place in Hell I've already talked to about coming on board. We are going to AFM next month And there's a whole process, Gail, is like sales agents and distribution and all these things that come together to be able to actually produce a film, you know. I also have an action thriller called Riker about a crazy cop. And that's also, we're talking to a lot of actors. It's, again, it's a big process. And like David said, you can't really reveal too much at the beginning this early, you know. But trust me, we will be coming out with films. And we're real, the whole company, we're excited. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited for all of you. And I'm
for all your support. You've been a great spirit.
Oh
yeah.
Thank you so much. All of you are amazing, and I am so proud of you all. And I'm very, very touched to even be part of it. But most of all, as you said, it's the creations in the front and back. And for all of you listening, we have been talking about A Place in Hell, the movie, and it is the official selection of the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival. It's going to be screening Sunday, October 25th at 4 p.m. at the Levitt Theater at U.S. Arts, 401 South Broad Street in Philadelphia. Again, your tickets can be purchased from their links on Facebook.com/ A Place in Hell, the movie, also aplaceinhellthemovie.com. Also, check out cufflinkproductions.com, aplaceinhellthemovie.com, and also, my thanks to each and every one of you, Nori Victoria, Lewis Smith, David Borbor, Ed Cuff. Thank you so, so much. It has been a pleasure. And I know we're all going to regroup again. And, Lewis, I'm telling you, bring it, baby.
Okay. I'll let you practice on me. Okay. I kind of enjoy it.
It has been wonderful. It has been wonderful. And for all of you can go to my Facebook site. You can check out the link and the trailer for A Place in Hell, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. It is going to be a thriller. And I also want to, again, invite you. You can tune in on Saturdays for Entertainment Now with myself on Faces of Success Radio, 101FM.com. It is at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Next week, my guests are going to be two CEO of Zephyr Agencies, Stephen Littles, who will be talking about this. You guys are going to like this. Icon legend, Bobby Brown. He's got a new cooking show that's going to be coming out and some cooking recipes and tips. They're also going to be due out, which is really, really exciting. And also, I'm going to have the director of Delhi Models and Talent, Yemi Saccone, who's based out of Rhode Island. She's launched careers of well-known beauties like Miss USA Rhode Island, Amy Diaz, also who has been part of this conglomerate group, Barbara Lee, In the Heat of the Night. And I've even had an honor of being part of this distinguished company myself. So that's what we've got going on next week. I, again, want to thank all of you for tuning in. Don't miss it. Go to our website. Check it out. Nori Victoria, Lewis Smith, David Borbor, Ed Keff, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And I plan on seeing you guys this Sunday.
Thank you. Wish you great health, Gail.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Big hugs. And for all of you at home, don't forget to tune in. Get your tickets because we've got the big Faces of Success event that is going to be going on. And it is going to be huge. You want to make sure you get your tickets again. It is going to be the Old School Dinner and Award Reunion, Sunday, June 5th, 2016, at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom. Guest appearances and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, John of Troop, Evelyn Champagne King's baby brother, Johnny King, Victor Orlando from the Gap Band. Special honors again with Viola Gay, baby sister of the late legendary artist Marvin Gaye. Khalila Camacho Ali, yes, she will be there as well. Get your tickets on facesofsuccessradio.com. It has been an amazing night, and I hope all of you have an amazing night, and I will talk to you next Saturday.